Welcome to the Run the Tape podcast, your one-stop shop for music industry news, artist interviews, and industry hot takes from the perspective of up-and-coming independent artists. I'm your host, T. Nikki Page, all-around music fanatic and artist. This week, we're talking about everything from the Creative Arts Emmys to environmentally sustainable and accessible live concert venues. And around the round table, we've got Coco Kimmy, Carla Prather, Jeanette the Poet, GGMG Remo, and Young Dre, talking about how we as artists can reflect the times and use our platforms to send great messages to our audiences. These topics and more. Let's run the tape. This week in music news, the Osbournes are returning to television on a new reality show. Home to Roost is their new 10-episode series on BBC, which will be following the family that we came to know and love 20 years ago while they were living in the U.S. This is kind of a throwback to early 2000s MTV culture that we're seeing accompany this Y2K aesthetic comeback of like a Y2K sound of music. So I'm really interested to see how the Osbournes have grown up and to see what that brings back to music industry culture as consumers experience artists, not just as musicians, but actually get a glimpse into their everyday life. In other music news, Eminem could be the next music artist to receive an EGOT. That's an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, following his win at the 2022 Creative Arts Emmy Awards. He won a Creative Arts Emmy for his performance in an outstanding variety special, the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and 50 Cent. Eminem won an Oscar in 2003 for Best Original Song for Lose Yourself from the film 8 Mile, and then he's received 15 Grammy Awards over the past almost 20 years. So now all he would need to join the group of EGOT winners is a Tony Award. So I wonder, will we be seeing Eminem on Broadway, 8 Mile the Musical? I would love to see it. Also creeping up on the EGOT title is Adele, who also won her first Emmy for Adele One Night Only, her television special, Outstanding Variety Series at the Creative Arts Emmys this year. She's already won 15 Grammys and an Oscar as well, so now she also simply needs a Tony to have an EGOT. Television and film programs that won for their music composition this year at the Creative Arts Emmy Awards include Stranger Things, which won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Music Supervision, Severance, which won Outstanding Music Composition for a Series, and White Lotus won Outstanding Music Composition for a Limited or Anthology Series. Well, this week in Black Girl Magic, Solange Knowles becomes the first Black woman to compose music for the New York City Ballet. The New York City Ballet announced that Solange Knowles composed music for its Fall Fashion Gala, making her the very first Black woman to have composed a score for a production of theirs ever. The event will be celebrating its 10th anniversary, which will debut on September 28th at the Lincoln Center in New York City, and will be honoring actress Sarah Jessica Parker of Sex and the City fame, who is the ballet's vice chair. I cannot wait to see this because Solange is really a phenomenal composer and performance artist, and I'm just so excited to see what she brings to the table at the ballet. I love it. Yes, girl, you better. Today at the roundtable, we're speaking with four different musical artists about how they can use their music to create positive impact in their communities. And we're talking about the very real pressure that artists feel these days to make commentary on social issues and how they can do that in their own way. But before we start, here's Coco Kimmy with her new single, Time to Breathe, off her new project, Namaste Free All Day. It's a meditative journey that just encourages you to take a moment and breathe in this crazy world that we live in. Take a listen.
And create these dreams. Thank you.
the February, March timeframe was when, you know, the schools started shutting down and, you know, they were starting to force people to telework and all of the festivals were canceled. Weddings were postponed, you know, so all of our engagements had been postponed indefinitely. And I thought to myself, okay, well, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? When everything was shut down, I decided to take a songwriting class. So the EP, Namaste Free All Day, was really written during 2020 when we were, you know, stuck in the house and there was a lot of anxiety about the future, about, you know, what was happening with COVID and how it was affecting people's families. I myself lost, you know, family members to COVID and during that time. And then we also, you know, collectively as a society, I think we were experiencing a lot of anxiety about the racial injustices that were being highlighted, not just through the George Floyd incident, but around the world. And it was kind of a heightened level of attention for everyone because nobody was at work. There weren't any sports going on, you know, and people could really focus on what was happening. And I'm an empathetic person. And I just felt like there was a lot of anxiety, not just in my own family, but just collectively. I just felt that I needed a way to express myself, but in a way that could also help other people. And that's where that song, Time to Breathe, came from. You know, I saw a lot of people, you know, walking around with shirts that said, I can't breathe, you know, in reverence to, you know, what had happened. And during that time, I took a class called Freedom Songs by Mumu Fresh. And she talked about how it was important to breathe life into the movement and breathe life into, you know, the words that we say, the songs that we say and use, you know, to help encourage us to move forward to address some of these difficult societal challenges. I felt like the message is really universal. I wanted to put, you know, more messages of positivity in the world. There were so many things, you know, you turn on the news, you turn on the radio, and there was so much negativity, at least from my perspective, when I would listen to those things. And I just turned it off. You have to, whatever you focus on grows. And so I wanted to focus on positive things. So Namaste Free All Day is streaming on all digital platforms. I also have an artist website, CocoKimmy.com.
My life ain't always been easy. Sometimes it's hard just to fit in. Although my blessings are many, some things must die for true life to begin. But my mama, she told me, you got a gift, you should use it. Just be yourself, don't confuse it.
There are not two, there's only you.
That was our next guest, Megan McNeil, Carla Prather, and Janeth the Poet with their single, I Can Only Be Me. Let's hear what they have to say about this week's topic.
Just in hearing the song for the first time for myself, it really spoke to my experiences just in life, you know, and being able to overcome a lot of those circumstances by just believing in myself and being okay in my own skin. And I think that is what makes it relatable, because all of us have those moments where we're unsure if we actually meet the standard, or, you know, social media doesn't help with the images that we are shown and that some of us try to portray. And so I think that this song really hones in on us being okay with who we are and just being ourselves. And I think that that can be relatable to a large audience. I think that we have a responsibility, if we are given the platform, to address some of those issues, because we have the ability to be able to reach a larger base of people. And so personally, as an artist, I do try to implement messages in my music that will inspire people or encourage them to overcome. And so to an extent, I do believe that as artists, it is our responsibility, you know, because we are awarded the platform to be able to do so. And, you know, I don't necessarily speak for all artists in saying that. I can primarily speak for myself and saying that I know that, you know, just given the responsibility and the opportunity, that we should definitely use it for the greater good.
I can say, Nikki, I hope that artists would, but to sort of pressure them to do such is really, really putting them in a box again. And so I would rather hopefully lead by example and say more of, wow, what a great opportunity we have to better ourselves and our community. Don't you want to join in? As opposed to saying, you should be doing X, Y, Z. And everybody doesn't get to every place at the same time. So things change. Sometimes people don't see the light, but it's hopefully like-minded people can legitimately lead the way, and by that example, hopefully we can bring people with us.
One thing I've noticed is in artists feeling more pressure to actually speak up about how they feel about certain things, their audiences don't necessarily always like the opinions that they have on those things. And then that actually causes more of a commotion. And then we start seeing things that, you know, now we label as cancel culture or whatever. And some people actually just have their opinions. It's like, okay, well, you liked their music. You wanted to know their opinions about XYZ, and now you're not happy with it. So how do you think artists should approach actually authentically expressing their opinions, and where should they maybe use a little bit of caution in doing that?
You know, you don't want to spend years and years working on your craft, and then you say something that maybe you shouldn't have said, and suddenly, almost overnight, you know, you're relegated to the dumpster pile of entertainment. I think being authentic, and I think that hopefully your works speak for you. So it's almost like earning the right. Sometimes you can almost earn the right to make mistakes because people know that you're doing it from a good place. But you know, you don't have to dress every dog that barks, unless it's something that you legitimately say, that's wrong, and I'm not standing for it. I don't care how you feel about it. That's wrong. But that happens, I think, sometimes. It doesn't happen all the time. And if you find yourself trying to respond to every issue, then I think that would be problematic in the long run. I just think people like authenticity. I just think they like people being real.
The Carla Prather at IG on IG.
I'm at JenF underscore the underscore poet. JenF the poet on Instagram.
Do you think it's possible to have a zero waste concert? Live Nation thinks so. Actually, they're shifting to reusing reusable cups. They're investing in reusable cups at their concerts to eliminate single-use plastics from live events. And they've announced this strategic investment with Turn Systems, which operates a reusable cup system software where basically the system includes reusable cups, collection bins, and mobile washing systems that are powered by incentive-based software. They believe that using the cup will break even on their environmental impact in as few as 3 uses. So fans will basically be able to return their cups to the bin like a trash or recycling can once the event is over instead of throwing it away. What do you think? How do you think that'll work? I've personally worked in music events in the past, and the biggest problem afterwards, I think, is the cleanup. There's so much trash from concessions and all of that. So I would be really curious to see how a system would function with reusable cups, and also just curious of if that would be sanitary or not. But I think that that's a great step moving in the right direction to make sure that our concert going experience is environmentally friendly. Did you know there's a new grant program that offers free festival passes to several popular festivals for people with disabilities? It's spearheaded by Austin Whitney, who is the founder of Accessible Festivals. And Accessible Festivals has partnered with several very popular music festivals, including Stagecoach, Rolling Loud, Lollapalooza, Beyond Wonderland, and Electric Daisy Carnival, to bring the Dan Grover Memorial Ticket Grant Program. This program offers free access to concerts, festivals, and conventions for people with disabilities, and anybody who's impacted by a newly acquired temporary or lifelong disability is encouraged to apply for free access to their favorite events. Recently, while speaking to Access Creative College, Ed Sheeran admitted that he won't feel like he's truly made it as a musician until he is as successful as Coldplay and U2. Now, these are two different music recording groups that he looks up to. He said that his next milestone is 20 years of a career, because Coldplay has done 20 years worth of a career. He thinks it's an achievable milestone. Now, to be fair, I do think that Ed Sheeran has enough hits and has the musical talent to take him far past probably 20 years worth of a musical career. But how do you feel about artists basing their success on the success of other musical acts? I think that he may surpass that. We don't know. Only time will tell. In other music news, Kanye West reveals his choice for the best song in the history of music to date as Essence by Wizkid featuring Tims. Now, I've asked quite a few guests on this show what songs they're loving right now. And every episode, somebody says Essence by Wizkid featuring Tims. I personally think it's a great song. So that was a great choice. You know, Kanye West is going to tell you which music he thinks is good and which music he thinks is trash. And this, for sure, from Wizkid's album Made in Lagos, is a hit. There's a reason why it's a global hit. So I would have to co-sign with Kanye as this being one of the greatest songs of our time. I truly think that it's a classic. It's an Afrobeat jam that we're going to hear being played at parties 20 years from now. Love it, love it, love it, love it. In fact, this song is the first Nigerian song in history to appear on the Billboard Hot 100. Did you know that? We're back at the round table with GGMG Remo and Young Dre. But first, here is GGMG Remo with his single, Whoa. Baby girl, why I like that some more? So fat you don't need no more. I can just imagine you out your clothes. I feel like whoa, whoa. I'm the type to make you touch your toes. From the back woman that gon' froze. But did this not like this before? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pretty face with them pretty toes. Caught little mama walking out the store. You know I had to hold the door. Whoa, whoa. Baby say she wanna show me love. Later on meet her at the club. If I go right then we gon' f*** up. Whoa, whoa. Fake it, freaky, nasty, nasty. Stick it, laughing, taffy. So clean, you don't need no plastic. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh. She like the on top and ride. They stay wet, so she just slide. I'm fitting the so open wide. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh. With your legs like this. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh. And I'ma get right here. Ooh, oh, ooh, oh. All in all, I just keep it real, man. I keep it real, so I'm just a good all around artist, man. I'm gonna talk about everything. I'm gonna hit on every subject, every topic. Everybody got the right to their own opinion, so I mean, you know, you have people saying what they gonna say, but who cares, man? You got the right to feel how you wanna feel and do what you wanna do, long as you ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm gonna keep it like that. You got to be like the president. You gotta walk light, keep your head on the swivel. We got to stick together as a whole. Make good music. Keep being productive. You feel me? We see when our dogs slacking. We pull them up. Can't leave them down there. You feel me? Spit wisdom to them. Keep praying. Keep guard. And keep pushing. They can find me everywhere. GGMG Remo. Two times. I just got work just like two times. I just got weighed up and already flipped it a few times. I got a few dimes. I got a...
I got a couple of shorties, they all on the same thing. And I got a couple of 40s, they all are the same thing. I need me like 30 to make it up out of my 20s. I need me like 20, so fuck it, deposit the money. I don't got friends, just grown them. Nigga, whole gang up on him. How the whole hood don't know him. Remember long night turn bright turn morning. Yeah. Never do 10 for a nigga, not really your mans. And never go switching, but really not part of the plan. I whip it, not talking a pen. I keep me that fine, I roll with the five of my niggas subtracting your mans. We shooting this live when the cameras be flashing, we spinning and spinning again.
That was your boy Young Dre with his single No Rental. Let's hear what he has to say.
A couple years ago, I was releasing a lot more conscious music and like topics talking about society and things that we're going through in the nature of the world. But that kind of gravitated a lot more older audience. So probably like from like 30 to like 45, it was my audience range at that time when I was dropping that music. But obviously I'm a younger guy and my peers aren't going to kind of gravitate towards that type of content. So I had to kind of blend it. So I took that sound, and then now my sound, I would say, is more of a blend between that and like the modern day sound, which is like super trappy, like trap drums, upbeat tempos, soul samples, things like that. I mean, if you do it, it should come from a genuine place. Like, I don't feel like no pressure should make you make a statement about something you don't genuinely have no idea or even perspective on. Because then if you give a generic perspective and now you putting out some type of inaccurate and in misinformation into your demographic, which is then going to probably spread some type of narrative that you may not even agree with. And like, you really have some type of input on that topic, for sure you should speak your mind and you should use your platform for that reason. Only if you're doing it in a manner that's going to kind of shed light or positivity onto the manner. But if you're just going to bring more negativity onto the topic, then you ain't no really needing even putting your input in that. So, I mean, you can't really be mad at somebody who's thinking like that. And let's say they don't want to put forward their perspective on a certain situation. If they start to do feel that pressure, then that's when you kind of start to get shaky on the responses and things like that. But I think everybody got an obligation to kind of speak up about injustices, like, especially like coming from Chicago, bro. It's a lot of poverty, it's a lot of violence, it's a lot of just corruption just built in you, around you. So for people who kind of growing up in that environment, you thinking of, on a different wavelength. I mean, we got the freedom of speech for a reason. Everybody got the freedom to say what they want. Regardless of if somebody agrees with that perspective or not, there's probably millions of people in the world who do agree with Kanye. They're just not speaking up about it. I commend Kanye for even having the courage and just self-awareness to stand in his words. And a lot of people just say stuff and they don't even really mean it. So it appears a lot of my friends, a lot of my homies, they'll tell me stuff like, bro, you be either rapping too much or you too complex, or like stuff that you be saying go over people's head, which is stuff that you would think, you like, man, ain't that the point of doing music? Like, ain't that what you want? But Instagram, Dre Official Music. That's Young Dre. Once again, Dre with an A.
The late, great Nina Simone said that it is an artist's duty, as far as she's concerned, to reflect the times. I personally think that art reflects life, and so the art that we make is going to reflect the times that we're going through. For being truthful and vulnerable in our experience, I don't know if artists should be pressured to speak on social issues that they don't necessarily have an education on, or they don't even have a strong viewpoint on, but I do think that it's their responsibility to be vulnerable and share their lives. I think that maybe we shouldn't put so much pressure on artists to speak about current events and topics that actually aren't a part of their expertise, but I do think that artists should be willing to talk about what's happening in the world around them. So thanks for listening. What do you all think? Chime in and let me know what you think artists should be speaking about, and if they should be feeling pressure to talk about what's going on in society these days. Thank you for listening. Join us next week as we talk about more hot topics, have more artist interviews, and just join together and unite, speaking about the universal language of music, the thing that unites us all. Until next week, keep good music alive, folks.